Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Jimmy Carter's long public goodbye started Saturday in Plains, Georgia, where the 39th U.S. president's life began more than 100 years ago. A motorcade with Carter's flag-draped casket began at Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus. Former Secret Service agents who protected the late president served as pallbearers and walked alongside the hearse. The Carter family, including the former president's four children and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, are accompanying him in the procession. It will take his remains through his beloved hometown of Plains and past his boyhood home on its way to Atlanta, where he will lie in repose until Monday morning. Israel defended its raid on a North Gaza hospital at the United Nations on Friday, as UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk branded the justification vague and broad.
I've in fact just received a letter from the Israeli ambassador asserting that Kamal Adwan Hospital was militarized by Hamas and that Israeli forces took extraordinary measures to protect civilian life while acting on credible intelligence. Yet Israel has not provided sufficient information to substantiate many of these claims, which are often vague and broad. In some cases, they appear to be contradicted by publicly available information.
The World Health Organization has called for the hospital's director to be released. Meanwhile, hospital staff in southern Gaza say Israeli airstrikes on Saturday have killed at least 15 people, bringing the death toll across Gaza to at least 65 in the last 24 hours. The Israeli military said in a statement on Saturday that its forces had continued their operations in the northern edge of the enclave and had destroyed a military complex that had been used by Hamas. Israeli mediators were dispatched to resume talks in Doha, brokered by Qatari, U.S., and Egyptian mediators, and President Joe Biden's administration urged Hamas to agree to a deal. This is VOA News. At least 14 people were killed and about 30 were injured in a truck ramming attack on New Year's Day in New Orleans by a former army soldier who had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. On Saturday, Antoinette Klima placed a candle with the name of her former partner, Reggie Hunter, on the victim's memorial at the entrance to Bourbon Street.
It's devastating. This is my child's father and my son's 11 years old. So it's devastating to come and see what someone would do to other people, and they don't deserve it.
British police have named one of the victims of the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans as Edward Pettifer, a 31-year-old from London whose stepmother was a nanny to Prince William and Prince Harry. The bloodshed only ended when the suspect, who had suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the vehicle used in the deadly attack more than 6 weeks earlier, was killed by police in exchange of gunfire. Authorities on Friday were still investigating his motives and how he carried out the attack. The White House announced that U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to New Orleans next week to meet the families of victims. President-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced on January 10th in the criminal case in which he was convicted on charges involving hush money paid to a porn star, but he is unlikely to face jail time or other penalties. Diane Toe from Reuters reports.
Justice Juan Merchan's ruling means Trump will be required to appear at a court hearing just 10 days before his January 20th inauguration. The judge wrote that a sentence of unconditional discharge would be the most viable solution. That means no custody, monetary fine, or probation. The case stems from a $130,000 payment Trump's then-lawyer made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. The payment was for her silence before the 2016 election about a sexual encounter she said she had with Trump, who denies it. A Manhattan jury in May found Trump guilty of falsifying business records to cover up the payment. In announcing his sentencing plan, the judge denied Trump's motion to dismiss the case.
Diane Toe for Reuters. Myanmar's military government has released nearly 5,900 prisoners under an amnesty marking the nation's Independence Day, state media said on Saturday. This included 180 foreign citizens. Rachel Graham from Reuters reports.
Myanmar has been in turmoil since early 2021, when the military overthrew an elected civilian government. The junta has said it will hold elections this year, though the plan has been widely condemned by opposition groups as a sham. Among those still imprisoned by the junta is the country's former leader and Nobel laureate, Aung San Suu Kyi, serving a 27-year sentence tied to criminal charges. She denies all the charges, according to her lawyers.
Rachel Graham for Reuters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.